This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we continue. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, as you've heard over the last couple of days, was covering this dog and pony show in California with the now governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. We will be getting an update from him today at some point during the program. And he will return tomorrow with the Alex Jones Show. And I have online with me today Jim Rothstein, retired New York City police detective, who was involved in some very high-profile cases. And we're going to be shortly joined by Noreen Ghosh, who is the mother of a boy that was 12 years old when he was kidnapped, taken from the family. And the story is just horrific, what they did to this boy. And Noreen's life has been completely turned upside down, as Jim mentioned early on, about how anybody that gets into this kind of stuff and investigates it ends up having a lot of trouble, and you're going to hear her story. She wrote a book called Why Johnny Can't Come Home, it's just a heart-rending story. Real quick, let's get to the phones and get some calls out of the way. Ron, you're on with my guest. Good afternoon. Ron? Do we have Ron? Ron, are you there? Okay, go ahead and put him on hold, and we'll go back to him later. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Good afternoon, Dave. You're on with my guest,
Hi, Mike,
Jim Rothstein.
Jim there?
Yes, he is. He's here.
Yeah. Detroit Free Press, in the last couple of days, they've taken up a new cause. That's get kindly old Dr. Kevorkian out of jail.
Uh-huh.
And Figer, his lawyer that ran for governor, is taking his case back up again. And they're saying that he's dying in prison of hepatitis C, and he's got high blood pressure and fainting spells, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, let the poor old guy come out of prison and die in peace. He's exactly right where he belongs.
I agree. Jim, you have any comment on that?
That is just totally absurd, but no, I don't really get into that stuff. It's just all part of this whole program.
Yeah,
you ever see any of those paintings that he did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, it looks like some of the stuff they used to have on Night Gallery.
Well, it's obvious that somebody who's done the things that he's done is probably tormented by, what may be awaiting him when he passes away.
Well, I'd like to know is how he contacted hepatitis C in prison.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, we got to move on. Thank you for your call. Let's go ahead back to Ron in New York. Good afternoon, Ron. You're on with my guest, Jim Rothstein.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I had brought this issue up with Alex somewhere about, I guess, a week and a half ago. I'm retired from the same organization as Jim.
Okay.
And it was in reference to Robert Mapplethorpe association, or at least it was a suspected association, with the Carr brothers, who were suspected of being associated, of course, with the son of Sam Killings and cultic activities.
Okay.
Could he illuminate a little bit more on that?
Jim, have you got any comment on that?
Yes, there was a connection there. The Carr brothers, which is actually, they're the sons of what is known as Sam Carr, who ended up being the guy that actually started or was the mover of this whole thing, which led to the Son of Sam. That's where the Son of Sam comes from. And at the time we did, I don't know what time, when he retired, but at Mapplethorpe showed up across the board on a lot of these things tied to the West Village and some of the other operations. There was connections. They were quite loose, but they were there.
As I understand it, there was the Method was the organization or the cult that they belonged to.
Actually, it was called the Process was the other name. Yes, the Method was also part of it.
And when it came time that at that time, in the late 70s, during the investigation...
Hey, Ron, let me,
hold me.
Ron, let me interrupt you. I'm going to hold you over, okay? We'll put you on hold, and we'll come back to that. We've got to take a break. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have online with us a person who was involved in the investigation of the Son of Sam and other notorious cases, and you're hearing all about it right here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin. Stay tuned. There's more to come. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we continue. Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who will be rejoining the program tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, I want to mention I do a syndicated program on GCN on Saturday nights, 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, called A Closer Look. And also starting next Monday night, I will be doing an extension of that program Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 Mountain Time on GCN Radio Network, A Closer Look. Our website is www.4aclosterlook, that's the number 4, aclosterlook.com, and I hope to see you all there. Now, let's go back to Ron, our caller Ron from New York, and my guest Jim Rothstein, before we go to our other guest, Noreen Gotch. Ron, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
Jim, you were making comments, too, as well. Go ahead.
Yes. At the time, in the late 70s, when this occurred, the NYPD, my understanding, tried to speak with Mr. Mapplethorpe, who made himself scarce.
Uh-huh.
I believe he may have left the state, is what was indicated.
Uh-huh.
Now, a funny part about that, and, you know, this is one of the things with Arnold Schwarzenegger, though I was never supportive of his candidacy, I find really troubling, his association with Mapplethorpe, mm-hmm. or at least alleged association with him.
Yeah.
We move forward 10 years later, okay, to the late 1980s. Now, you remember the controversy in Ohio with Mapplethorpe's art exhibit?
Yeah.
An associate of mine at the time, an acquaintance, was a detective with NYPD, and I was an officer in NYPD. We struck a conversation up because that was pretty much front page news at that time. And he had indicated that he was associated with somebody else. He didn't even want to name his name. And that the NYPD, for several years after the arrest of David Burke, which maybe up until about the earlier middle 80s, was investigating leads here and there about the cultic or the conspiratorial aspects of the Son of Sam case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a friend of his had gone to the far west as part of this investigation. Now, this guy was very happy, quite satisfied with his career, didn't really have a care in the world, was a very good investigator, very good detective. He came back from the far west, frightened. All he had indicated, according to what my friend had said to me, was that he had encountered people of great status and influence as a result of this investigation, wanted nothing more to do with it, and put in for early retirement.
Yeah.
And was never seen from again. He said, you know, his friend never came by again to say hello or anything of that nature.
This is kind of the thing that you run into with this kind of stuff, is that this apparently has connections at very, very high levels, and a person can find themselves very dead if they press too hard on it.
It stymied that investigation.
Yeah.
Well, let me comment on that. I can bring that up even closer. 6 years ago, I was brought back out to New York to Yonkers Police Department, where they had reopened the Son of Sam case. And as soon as I got out there, and the former chief of detectives who handled the Berkowitz case notified the police department to pull their detective off because there was no way they wanted the Son of Sam case reopened. There was much more to the Son of Sam case than just the killings that took place.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And what happened to that detective is quite common. I knew a number of guys that just flat out backed out of it and wouldn't go there. I think I was the only one, and eventually they drummed me out of there. I was forced to retire in 1980 because of the investigations we were doing. One of my former partners, they in fact dropped a shrapnel bomb on his bed. So you can see there's a lot of heat on this, and I think I know the detective, what he was doing out on the West Coast, because this definitely ties straight across. It's the Interstate 90, what we call the Interstate 90-94 run, but that doesn't mean it doesn't go anywhere else.
Right.
But the amazing part about it is, as I said, yeah, he became so frightened. The guy went out there, you might describe him, according, as I said, according to this my professional associate, and he was my acquaintance and friend too, this guy. His friend, who was a detective, went out there like daylight, came back like nighttime, frightened, threw his papers in early.
Yeah.
Threw his papers and retired early, which is, your guest will know that is not the most usual occurrence in NYPD.
Nope.
You know, you don't opt for early retirement. He was so frightened, he never even called back. Now, as a former police officer, I know this, you know this, you always sort of check back with your friends, how's everything doing, how you going? The guy just completely disappeared off the map. He felt that was consistent with his safety.
Well,
no, I'll just give you one more little anecdotal story. It's not necessarily at Mapplethorpe. Another friend of mine, who is presently with the NYPD, is an active duty officer. In his precinct, this is what happens. There is a house with a number of people and a number of children in it, in his precinct area. One of the neighbors make a confidential call to the Bureau of Child Welfare. They suspect something. So what happens is the social worker from that organization goes to the house, knocks on the door, gets no answer or cooperation. They ask around with the neighbors. Now, I'm sure this was not the neighbor that lodged the call. The neighbor ignorantly informs the people that some official from the Department of Social Services was knocking at your door. My friend, the Bureau of Child Welfare social worker, just a few days later, goes to his precinct, requests that the officers accompany her back to the house, and guess what? Not only are they gone, the house was bulldozed. There was nothing left. They destroyed any evidence trail. They disappeared into thin air and had the very house they were residing in obliterated and bulldozed.
This is
the way these people operate. They don't leave any loose ends.
Yeah.
That's very correct. Maury, if possible, could you get Ron to get my phone number and call me?
You want to do that, Ron?
Yeah, I'll take his phone
okay,
number. I'll be glad to do that.
Okay, the engineer will take your call, put you on hold, and get your phone number. Now, Jim, we're going to move on because we've got Noreen Gosch
yeah.
Online with us. This is an incredible story, too, that basically is, it goes into some very strange places as well. And let's go on right to directly to Noreen. Noreen is the mother of Johnny Gosch, who disappeared in the 80s. He was 12 years old. She has spent her entire life from that point forward trying to get some answers and to get her son back. Her son, ironically, and surprisingly, is still alive as far as she knows, but he did show up on her doorstep many years later, and he had quite a story to tell. The story now is contained in her book, Why Johnny Can't Come Home. We'll find out about how to get that copy of that book. But without further ado, Noreen, thank you for being on the program with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Let's go real quick to your story. Tell your story. We've got about 4 minutes before we take a break, but go ahead and tell your story.
Okay. On September 5th, 1982, my son was delivering his Sunday morning newspapers, and he was kidnapped off the street. As there was two men that they could tell, one vehicle, and there were several witnesses that saw the people take him. And there were also in the group of witnesses, one of them was a 44-year-old attorney. So we had fairly reputable witnesses. And as in a lot of situations with kidnapped children, you don't always get the response that that you hope for mm-hmm. with law enforcement. That has changed since Johnny's kidnapping, but something wasn't right here, and I knew it. The police were not following through. They told us just to sit at home and wait, and that they couldn't do anything for 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
The truth was they chose not to in this case in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Now, you found out as part of your investigation that there was some premeditation and Johnny had been stalked or selected probably beforehand for being kidnapped.
That's true. 9 years later, a young man came forward by the name of Paul Benassi, who stated that he had been present at the time of the kidnapping. In fact, he helped. He was one of the kidnappers.
Uh-huh.
And he told us how our family had been watched for some period of time. And then they also came into our neighborhood a few weeks before the kidnapping and took photos of Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew exactly who they were coming after, and they watched our movements. They knew what time he went on his paper route and things of that nature.
Now, this was this in Des Moines, Iowa?
West Des Moines.
West Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, you're very familiar with the Omaha, Nebraska child pornography and satanic ring that was going on there. Who was Paul Benassi?
Paul Benassi was one of the primary victims and the one that John DeCamp worked with very closely, and we got a lot of information off of that. And the Johnny Gosch case is definitely ties off all of these things. It's the same with many other cases around the country.
Yeah.
And I'm quite familiar with Noreen's story. I've met and talked to Noreen a number of times. And this is one of the classic cases. Why the police didn't investigate is the big question. I had personally spoke to the captain, or I guess he ended up being a captain, who basically told me there was nothing done.
Yeah. Okay, Noreen, go back to your story. In the brevity of time, we're going to have to kind of mm-hmm. punctuate it a little bit. But Johnny disappears. The cops don't seem to be helping at all in trying to help find him. And go on from there.
Well, it was a matter of frustration and urgency. I hired private investigators to begin a search of my own.
Uh-huh.
And it was through that search that I was able to find out the majority of the information that about what happened to Johnny, who was involved, and the information that came from Paul Benassi was extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm. What did you find out from Benassi?
I found out that Johnny was taken for purposes of being in a prostitution pornography ring.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. And that these kids were shipped all around the country to be used by wealthy pedophiles, and that Johnny, in fact, was very much alive. And it was several years later that he did show up on my doorstep, and I do believe that to this day that he is probably in touch with and communicates with Paul Benassi.
Mm-hmm.
He would be considered a trusted friend.
Yeah.
Paul was very young at the time Johnny was kidnapped, and he was forced to participate by the kidnappers because they had done the same thing to Paul, basically.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with your story, Noreen. That's Noreen Gosh and Jim Rothstein on the line with us. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Filling in for Alex Jones, I'm Michael Corbin. There's a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm sweet. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And indeed, there is a war on for your mind and your pocketbook. Your soul is at stake here. And our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow. And I want to invite you to tune into my program on Saturday night, 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the GCN Radio Network, for a closer look. And again, our website is www.aclosereclook.com. And returning are my guests, Noreen Gosh and Jim Rothstein. Noreen is the mother of Johnny Gosh and the author of the book Why Johnny Can't Come Home. And Jim is a retired New York City police detective who devotes his life now to locating missing children. And as we're hearing, there is a connection, and we're going to hear that from Noreen, too, as well, about her own particular individual case. From what she has learned in her investigation, there is a connection to much, much greater places. And as we've heard Jim talking, even with caller Roy from New York, these leads about this stuff go into some very high places, and they are for what I would even call a term that Michael Sweeney has coined, political control technologies, if you will. Noreen.
Yes.
Let's go back to your story. Getting to the part now, Johnny shows up. You've had a really frustrating time, lots of trouble with law enforcement. Nobody seems to want to do anything about it, and you know, you've gone out on your own investigation here, trying to locate your son. Johnny shows up on your doorstep. What does he tell you about this stuff?
Yes, Johnny did show up after seeing me on a national TV program, and while he was here, which was a very short time, he told me that he indeed was taken for exactly what Paul Benassi had told us, prostitution, pornography, that he had been moved all around the country, and that he had broken away from this group of people after he outlived his usefulness to them, and that he and another couple of kids had been more or less on the run, hiding in various places, changed their identities, their looks, their appearance, everything, just so they could survive and not be found again by the men who had taken them. I thought he was home to stay when he showed up at the door, and that was not the case. When I offered to call somebody for some help, he said, no, I can't stay. If I do, they'll kill me. I have to go. But I wanted to tell you what had taken place. And in his mind, he thought that if I would just go to the police or the county attorney or whomever and tell them this, that they would begin to make arrests, because he named some names, too. Well, that he didn't realize that just by my going to tell them, that wasn't enough. He would have to be the one to go public.
Uh-huh.
And he then left after a couple hours' visit. Directly after that, about a week later, I was able to get the county attorney to meet with me. And I went in and I gave him all the information that Johnny gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him that there was an informant that had come forward. I did not reveal that it was my son. And it was because Johnny asked me not to tell anyone that he had been here. And I didn't for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years, I was subpoenaed to testify in a federal court in Lincoln, Nebraska, on behalf of Paul Benassi. And while I was on the witness stand, the attorney asked if I had ever seen or talked to my son in the entire time he was missing.
Of course, you were under oath.
And I was under oath.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was a reporter in the back of the room that was writing down everything that everybody said.
Yeah.
And long story short, the story went nationwide, and then there were a lot of people that said, oh, well, he's not alive, she made it up, you know, all that kind of crap. And Johnny's life basically really is at stake, as well as these other young kids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust anyone. Why should they? There were law enforcement people involved in it.
Yeah.
We know that right from Des Moines, Iowa, when Jim talked to the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He told them they didn't do anything because they were told not to.
You hear this a lot, don't you, Jim?
Yes, you do. And for the people in the audience who do not believe what Noreen's saying, there were things that were told to her that I knew about long before Johnny came home.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that I have seen, and this is important to remember, once they have these people 72 hours, they're gone. And it takes some very qualified people to bring them back into the norm again.
Okay, hold that, both of you. We got to take another break. 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 1-800-259-9231. Noreen Gosch and Jim Rothstein are my guests, and there's a lot more to come. This is a very, very complex story, but we're hearing about it. So we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I continue, we continue, I should say. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow. And before we go back to my guests, Noreen Gosch and Jim Rothstein, I just want to mention to you folks that what you're hearing today is an extension of what Alex has been talking about and writing about and videotaping documentaries about for a very long time. And the fact of the matter is that you cannot afford to be uninformed. These programs, Alex Jones' program, my program, A Closer Look, exists solely for the purpose of bringing you the truth at deeper levels than the mainstream media would care to acknowledge and accept or even disseminate to the public, because this stuff is very disturbing and does show that this corruption that we're talking about, this stuff that we're talking about, goes to very high places, and it's not good. These are the people that are in control of your political thought, your economic affairs, your private life, and all of that. And it's something that is very, very vital that you get informed about, because an informed citizenry is a prepared citizenry. And one of the things that Alex makes available to you are tapes, videotapes, and it's something that you really, really should buy, not only for yourself, but you should buy them to give them to friends, relatives. The other thing that's very important is to disseminate this information to city, local officials, as well as state officials, the people that you might know in your sphere of influence, your friends, and things like that. Now, Alex's latest video is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. He's done another one called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 2000, and, of course, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. These are incredible videos, and they're chock full of documented facts about how you are being robbed of your liberties and your minds and your families. And I would highly encourage you to get these. Now, these tapes, the videotapes, are available for $25.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you order three or more tapes, the price goes down to $20 a tape plus shipping and handling. You can get these tapes by calling 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number is toll-free, 1-888-253-3139, or you can order them off of Alex's website at www.infowars.com. Again, www.infowars.com. Also, you've got to be checking out infowars.com every single day, because they keep that thing refreshed, updated on all the late-breaking, emerging stories that show. I mean, it's a roadmap of what these guys are up to, just like this thing with the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing in California. There, you know, this is the tip of the iceberg. So be sure and do that. Again, the videotapes are $25.95 plus shipping and handling. The latest one is Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 1-888-253-3139. Again, 1-888-253-3139, or www.infowars.com. Now, back to my guests, Noreen Gosh and Jim Rothstein. And real quick, I want to get a little bit more commentary from Noreen in just a moment, but let's take a couple of calls, okay? We've got Eric calling in from Texas. Good afternoon, Eric. You're on with my guests. Eric.
Hello?
Eric, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Mr. Gosh. Hi. I'm calling in about the general topic that we're talking about, and would you agree that's Satanism?
Well, it's Satanism is a large part of it. The word I ascribe to the topic today is the aesthetics of terror, and we're going to get to that in the next hour about in the bigger picture and how this plugs into everything.
Okay. I just want to introduce myself. My name is Eric Rainbolt, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I live here with Alex. I'm an Access Show producer on Channel 10, 8 p.m. here in Austin on Wednesday nights. And I have a website, 9/11 Exposed, and I'm calling in because this topic, I didn't think I'd ever get to this topic, but, you know, I got involved at 9/11, and then, as you know, the rabbit hole goes much deeper. Mm-hmm. So I just published an essay called Our Satanic President, which is chock full of information and links.
Well, Eric, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, give your phone number to the board operator, the engineer, and we'll make contact, okay?
Okay, but I do have a few more questions about this and a comment about, I'm going to bring up a topic. Are you still there, Michael?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
ahead.
Great. I just want to bring up this topic because I heard on another show on Genesis, another caller called in, and he was calling about the same topic, child sex rings.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up this FBI operation called Operation Brownstone. And when I did a cursory search through Google.com, typing in Operation Brownstone, I came across a plethora of links regarding this. I was wondering if we could shed some light, some knowledge on that. And I also have that link posted on 9/11 Exposed inside the article, Our Satanic President.
Okay. Thanks, Eric, for the call. Jim, do you have any comments on Operation Brownstone?
Yes, I'm familiar with it, although I have not had the opportunity to look into it in depth. But, yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Does it go into these directions that Eric was saying?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let's take another call. Diane from South Carolina. Good afternoon, Diane. You're on with my guests. Diane.
My question is, the Lacey Peterson out in California, when they were talking about this could be satanically linked, oh, everybody jumped up and said, no, no, no. But from hearing and reading some of your stuff and other people's stuff, it talked about that at that time of year, December 24th, around that, they get a pregnant woman, they take the child, and then later on they talked about the child being sacrificed. Did either one of your people know about this? But, you know, about this type of stuff? Could it possibly be linked?
Jim, you got any comments on
that? In fact, up in Maine, I had some priests come to me who had a mother who they were going to take the child and sacrifice. There are other cases similar to that. There is a type of thing that does involve that, yes.
Thank y'all for everything you're doing, because, like I said, if y'all don't tell us, nobody will ever find
out.
That's
right. You got it. Keep listening, Diane. Thanks for the call. Noreen, do you have any comments on that? I know, did Johnny mention to you anything having to do with any kind of occult rituals or anything like that involving the group that he was involved in?
I have not gotten any information directly that he was, although Paul Benassi did describe cult activities and satanic rituals that he was forced to attend.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not attend the same ones that Johnny might have.
Yeah.
And that, I just don't have information in that area. Now, maybe Jim might have something.
Well, I would like to bring up one thing, Noreen, and see if this is true in your case, which I believe it is. All the shows that you and I have done and together and separate, what amazes me, no politician on either the state or federal level or any law enforcement agent has ever called to find out more. I find this just mind-boggling. A person would think somewhere in this country there must be somebody who's willing to stand up.
Yes.
I would think so, too.
My feelings, exactly. There's never been anyone. I even testified for a Senate hearing, Senator Specter, in 1984.
Arlen Magic Bullet Specter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and it was the organized crime hearings and how they had any relationship to kidnapped children. I wasn't brought in to testify on the missing children's hearings, but they brought me in for the organized crime one.
Well, that's interesting, because they made sure that I did not attend any of that. They didn't want me there.
That was in August of 1984, and then after that hearing, nobody did anything. None of those official people sitting there in that room ever contacted me again about anything in my testimony, which laid it out pretty well about what I suspected happened to Johnny based on my private detective reports, and I documented everything. They weren't interested. They just did the hearings, I think, as a feel-good kind of effort.
Right,
to make the public think they're doing something.
Sure, and that's why we need people like Maury and other people on the media to start pushing this thing and hope somebody has the guts to take it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim, by the way, it's Michael.
Michael, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think that a lot of people are easily compromised, don't you, Jim?
Very easily compromised. Mm-hmm. And
either
scared of their careers.
Yeah, either something they've done in their life that they don't want to come out, or their careers, or maybe the safety of their own families. That's been my experience.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Jim, from a law enforcement perspective. You know, obviously, you know, in Noreen's case, so the satanic thing in Omaha, Nebraska, led to a very illustrious character who has been in the news other times, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Army.
Aquino.
Michael Aquino.
Yes.
Noreen, did that come up in any of your investigation?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He was referred to as the Colonel, and his name has come up repeatedly by Benassi and other witnesses that have indicated he was behind Johnny's kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Jim, what can you add to that?
Yes, Aquino's name has come up many, many times over many investigations. There was a little book put out called The Masters of Persuasion,
right,
which he threatened that if this book came out, he was going to sue. And so far he hasn't sued, and I hope he does, because I would love to see what his response would be to the information that is out there about his connection to all of this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aquino, as some people in the audience may know, because I know this name has come up before on different programs, he was he's the lieutenant colonel from the Army that was, he was, I don't want to say he was not convicted. As a matter of fact, they dropped the charges, but his name came up in the investigation at the Presidio in San Francisco, in the daycare center there, the Presidio Daycare Center, where several children had alleged that they had been victimized and ritualized by Aquino and the director of the daycare center, Gary Hambright. That whole thing was covered in what paper was it? The San Jose Mercury News?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. That is an interesting story in and of itself. And, of course, there was actually allegations that came up from other military bases that that he had been involved in, where the allegations were basically the same. And you know, the thing is, we're talking about children here now, and you know, some folks will recall the McMartin Daycare Center in Manhattan Beach, California, that also there was a big trial over that deal about the children claiming that they had been brutalized. From your perspective, Jim, again, going back to some of the stuff that you've learned in your career as a law enforcement officer, what, you know, some people have called it Project Monarch. And,
yeah.
Lorraine, you may have a comment about this, too, but some people call it Project Monarch. Now, I know that a lot, nobody has ever been able to verify that that is the correct title of the operation that is alleged to be connected to the CIA. But one of the things that Project Monarch has dealt with, as far as what we know about it, is that these there may be some rogue element in the government or some outfit that is taking children at a very young age, ritually terrorizing them, and creating multiple personality disorder. I know this has a lot to play, or a big part to play in this, because Paul Benassi himself has been diagnosed with MPD, multiple personality disorder. Multiple personality disorder is a trauma-based conditioning. It is a psychological aberration or a problem that comes up from ritually abusing children, and it seems like this is kind of the method that they use. They get children at a very early age, and they do this to them, and they train them to become prostitutes, drug couriers, assassins even. Can you add to that, Jim?
Yes, I have heard about this. I have never been able to prove it, but over the years, dealing with many of the victims, there is a loose-knit that connection that I find where these people fall into this, and our I shouldn't say program because it's not that definite an item, but influenced or motivated to follow that type of lifestyle, yes.
Okay.
I have never been able to verify that it officially exists.
Noreen, did Johnny mention anything to you about anything like that had occurred to him, like any kind of brainwashing or mind control?
Yes, he did, and so did Paul Benassi. And Paul Benassi claimed that they had areas in the Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
where they did this. And then I did a radio program, and people who had worked at Offutt Air Force Base and were no longer there called in. These were ex-military men, called in on the program and said that, yes, that was true. They were conducting those mind control experiments, and they had classrooms full of children, and then they would take them to other Army bases or Air Force bases for other types of training. And my question was, well, how did they bring you in without somebody asking questions?
Mm-hmm.
And they were brought in, and they were meshed right with ROTC.
Yeah.
And then nobody would ask any questions. It's just another group of ROTC.
Yeah.
And Paul Benassi also told me that a lot of the kids that were taken, kidnapped for this purpose, some were trained on the military side and some were trained as prostitutes for the clergy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he said there was two separate types of training.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he and Johnny were put into the military side. And then I've seen diaries that Paul Benassi wrote, and some of the pages were exact steps of how to build bombs and lots of other technical types of things that he would not have known otherwise.
Yeah.
And he wrote those diaries while he was in prison. It wasn't like he was, you know, sitting in a library.
Yeah. Let's grab a call. We got Ron calling in from Oklahoma. Good afternoon, Ron. You're on with my guests today. We have a little bit of time, so make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay,
you're on the air.
Michael, I just finished Tex Mar's book, Circle of Intrigue, mm-hmm. The Illuminati.
Right.
Okay, it's got me wondering about a connection. Your guest, Jim, mentioned Richard Nixon, pressure brought to bear on him. I'm wondering if what we're talking about here, simply pedophiles, occult, satanic, criminal, kidnapped for profit. Can he enlighten me as to just what's going on here?
Jim?
Well, yes, this is all these things mesh together. You'll find there's different levels. They go from one level to the next. It's across the board. It's loose-knit, and it just functions. These things all tie together.
What about the secret society, the Illuminati, the invisible hand, which I've been aware of for years, but I'm now just beginning to find out about from, looks like, Circle of Intrigue and Order Out of Chaos?
Yes, you'll see all of these. Well, why are they secret societies? In any society that's secret, where you go through an initiation that degrades you or breaks you, is part of the program. That's what it's all about.
It's about control.
Yes, mind control. Controlling you in your lifestyle, controlling you in how you think. That's what the purpose of it is.
Right. The invisible hand, the propaganda machine that runs Hollywood, the media, blah, blah, blah. I'm also getting the impression here that we've got CIA and military and Department of Defense involvement in this. And it makes me wonder about Matrix, DARPA, and Echelon, how much information they're gathering and how they're going to use this possibly blackmail officials and public officials, law enforcement, whoever, to do their bidding.
Ron, that's the game. That is the game. It's about money and control. It's about influence and positioning people like pawns on a chessboard to ultimately bring us into tyranny, and that's where this is all going. Okay?
It's mind-boggling.
You're right, it is. Thanks for your call, Ron. We've got to move on. Got to take a break. Noreen Gosh and Jim Rothstein will join me on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. There's more to come. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Noreen is going to give out information, too, about how you can get a copy of Why Johnny Can't Come Home. It is quite a story, and it is sick what these people are doing to our children. We'll be right back after this. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex Jones. There's more to come. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We continue 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And Noreen, real quick, can you give out the information about how people can get a copy of Why Johnny Can't Come Home?
Yes, people can go to my website, which is www.johnnygosh.com. And on there, there's information. There's also a printable order form if they wish to just mail a check, or they can do it through the Internet.
Okay. Again, that's www.johnny, johnnygosch.com.
That's right.
All right, Noreen, you got a couple of minutes before the end of the hour. Put in, you know, just wrap it up for me, would you?
Well, up to present day, we know that Johnny's still alive, and I was given information about a couple of weeks ago that he moved from one location where he had been living to another.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he felt it was safer. There was some reason for him to pick up stakes and move. And this is pretty much what these kids do. They don't have any formal education, usually past junior high. So they just move around the country and live as a vagabond. And he recently moved again, from what I was told. And that's the latest.
That's the latest.
Mm-hmm.
As a mother, and I know that... I know this has been extremely painful for you, but as a mother, what do you say to these people that were responsible for what they did to your son?
I want to see justice served. I'm not a seeker of revenge, but I feel that justice needs to be served,
mm-hmm.
because these people will continue to hurt other children and ruin more and more families every chance they get.
Yeah.
They won't stop. As long as there's supply and demand, there will be kidnappings of children.
How has this changed your outlook or viewpoint on what's going on, you know, like our civil authorities, law enforcement, and that type of thing?
I've been very disappointed in the reaction of our law enforcement locally. Mm-hmm. I know they were bought. They were told not to investigate. And the former police chief died earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had hoped that once his death had taken place, that maybe it would loosen up some information. And that has not happened yet. We know the extent of the involvement there. And it's just been a very long, hard road. And the one detective who was helpful to me on the department is in Iraq. He's with the National Guard, and he won't be back for some time.
Yeah.
So my one ally I have there is not there right now.
Is Johnny free of that lifestyle? In other words, as long as he's away from them, he has the opportunity to try and get his life back, and I assume that's part of what he's doing.
Yeah, he's free to the degree that he's not doing exactly what they had him doing,
uh-huh.
but without education or any other formal training, I'm sure that he earns money any way he can to live, and that's sad, because that's not what anybody would want for their child.
No, of course not. It's not.
No, it's very hard to think about that.
Yeah.
And he's a grown man now. He's not a little boy anymore.
Yeah. Well, Noreen, thank you very much for coming
on the
program.
Thank you so much. And hello to Jim, and thank you, too.
Thank you, Noreen.
Mm-hmm. Right, bye-bye now.
We'll be in touch, Noreen. Thank you.
Again,
that was Noreen Gosh. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Maury Terry, who is the author of The Ultimate Evil, a book that was reprinted, actually, a couple of years ago. It's available at the bookstores. This is an incredible story, and we're going to hear about the bigger dynamic now, about the group that was involved in the Son of Sam, and it just goes into some wild places, and Jim Rothstein will be staying with us on that part of the hour, too. So there's a lot more to come. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll be right back after this. Callers, we'll take you coming up back from the break. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to come on the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow. I'm Michael Corbin. We will be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes...